Harper Audio presents Shot All to Hell. Jesse James, the Northfield Raid, and the Wild West's Greatest Escape. By Mark Lee Gardner. Read by Johnny Heller. To Dwayne and Joan Olson, Northfield, Minnesota. A man who is a damned enough fool to refuse to open a safe or a vault when he is covered with a pistol ought to die. Jesse James. These men are bad citizens, but they are bad because they live out of their time. John Newman Edwards. Prologue. Nerves hard as blackjack oak, the ability to ride like blazes, and the latest six-gun all played a role in the James and Younger boys' special brand of mayhem. Equally important to their astounding success was the art of the lie. They excelled at deception. They had to. During the Civil War, as Missouri bushwhackers, they often wore blue-coat jackets to deceive Union troops and Northern sympathizers. Later, as outlaws, they took on aliases and were able to stop trains or empty bank vaults while moving about freely in public, telling people they were livestock dealers, businessmen, or land speculators. On those occasions, when they were accused of brazen robbery, they would write letters to the press denying their involvement and offering up alibis to show they had been far, far away from the scene of the crime. Powerful friends lied for them, and so did their kin. This tendency to deception creates an incredible challenge for the historian.